Neil Henry Show brought to you by Gummo. One bottle helps clean out harmful deposits and can restore your car's lost performance. That's good, clean driving.
And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Justin, tell me about Youth for Truth. And I know this is a new organization.
Yes, sir. Well,
what do you guys want? Just start at the beginning. Youth for Truth is asking parents to do what?
Most of our kids today graduated from the DARE program, which stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Right, my kids did that in grade school.
We were asking our parents, a lot of people of like your generation, and not to play the music they grew up with.
And why? You're asking your parents, my generation, baby boomer parents, etc. In other words, your parents, not to play baby boomer music. Why?
Because we've been told by the DARE program and by a lot of modern musicians who are, you know, don't use drugs, and our parents are playing their generation's music in our homes, like in their car when they're driving us somewhere or at parties that we go to. They're basically saying, forget about what you're being taught about drugs, because these musicians, we like, use drugs, and we admire them.
Give me an example. So Youth for Truth doesn't want the older baby boomer music played in the home?
Our on-campus group is trying to hold adults to a truthful standard, and we're trying to turn them away from their traditional way of communicating with us, which is to lie to us, because most adults are liars about the drug situation.
All right, well, you say your parents and your teachers and other adults are lying?
Yes, sir.
What about your teachers? And what are they lying about? Because they say don't use drugs and yet they like older music?
Some of our teachers are you know, really cool. Like our Journalism 2 teacher is Mr. Bouchard, who's really cool to talk to. But most of our teachers are like a lot of our parents. They're liars, and all we're trying to do is get the truth.
All right, but you say there is lying, and you're saying that because they tell you not to use drugs or have premarital sex, and yet all of the bands that your parents and others listen to use drugs, correct?
Yeah, one of the bands that Youth for Truth has targeted is a band that is the Beatles, and my parents, a lot of other parents like them, and yet the Beatles used drugs and had sex with a lot of different people, and our parents, like my father, he's basically a liar, like a lot of kids' parents are, because he's a...
Can I interrupt you for a minute, Justin?
Yes, sir.
Calling somebody a liar is a heck of a thing. Because your parents like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, that makes them liars because they're listening to bands that were influenced by drugs?
Because we were told by the DARE program that we took in school not to use drugs, and yet my father and my mother, a lot of times my mom has her friends over who are... like her, you know, I guess they think they're good looking or whatever, and they start dancing to, like, you know, the Rolling Stones or whatever, and those guys took a lot of drugs. Also, my teacher, Mrs. Purcell, also brought two...
Is this the Mrs. Purcell who teaches, I believe it's English?
Yes, sir.
And what did she do?
She brought in two groups for us to listen to, or two record albums to listen to. One was Joni Mitchell, who was, like, basically a skank and, you know, like took drugs and everything, and also another...
When you say Ms. Mitchell was a skank, son, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, she took drugs. She, like, had sex with everyone. And another group was Leonard Skinner, who were alcoholics and also crashed their plane after using heroin.
Leonard Skinner was flying their airplane after using heroin?
My understanding was, yeah, they took heroin and then they flew their plane, they crashed it, and... my teacher's playing this music, so that's when I went to our administration building and talked to our assistant principal.
All right, Justin, hold on, because you're making some challenging points here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A lot of kids are graduates of the DARE program, which is Drug Abuse Resistance Education, and it's obviously an effort to get kids to stay away from drugs. a lot of premarital sex programs, etc. And yet, the baby boomer parents, and are they all baby boomers?
Well, there's my friend, a couple of my friends whose parents are a little bit younger, like Mike. I have a friend of mine whose parents, Matthew Hindehay, his dad and mom are like 38 or 39, and they listen to Blue Oyster Cult, but that's also a group that is, they were on drugs, and they, like, practiced satanic sex practices and everything with animals or animal sacrifice. And so even those parents, you know, they're liars too. So all Youth for Truth is trying to do is get parents not to lie anymore and start telling the truth and quit playing music of bands that are, you know, like, whores, you know, like a skank, like Joni Mitchell or what have you.
Let me ask you something, son. Don't modern bands use drugs as well? I mean,
well, not really. I mean,
well, I mean, we heard about Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland.
No, I mean, well, Stone Temple Pilots and Linkin Park, they use ecstasy, but that's not the same as heroin or LSD. And our DARE program told us to stay away from, you know, LSD, heroin, and that. And yet the adults are constantly trying to get us to use drugs. And
so by your teacher bringing Lynyrd Skynyrd and Joni Mitchell records into the classroom, she was trying to get you to use drugs.
Well, yeah, she teaches our English composition class, and she brings in this skank.
You keep referring to Joni Mitchell as a skank.
Well, if you saw her, she looks a lot like a lot of my mom's friends. You know, she thinks she's all sexy and everything, but she's skanky looking, and she thinks she's all, you know, all that. And we took the DARE course. And they teach us not to be around skanks and, you know, heroin and everything.
All right, Justin, now this is a teacher that had you go to the principal because you challenged her in the class, right? When she played Lynyrd Skynyrd and she played Joni Mitchell and she played a Beatles record?
Yes, sir. She sent me to the administration building, and I explained to Mr. McCarthy, who's our assistant principal, that I was in Youth for Truth, and that Mrs. Purcell was a liar because she brought in music by... a woman like Joni Mitchell who had sex with all, like, teenagers and stuff and used drugs and had sex with people that wasn't her husband. And they told me...
All right, now, Justin, let me interrupt you. It was recommended, she recommended that you be suspended. Did you threaten Mr. McCarthy, who is the assistant principal? Now, I understand, I'm just getting the story secondhand. Did she want you suspended for saying this in class?
Well, no, what happened, I told the assistant principal that Ms. Purcell was a liar because she said don't take drugs, but she's making us listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, who they all sing about having fun after they have sex with, you know, everybody and take drugs. And so he said it was a discipline issue and he might have to call my dad. And I told him that I represented a group called Youth for Truth and that I don't think it'd be, you know, it would look good in the newspaper to read that I got suspended for saying I didn't want to hear some degenerate baby boomer music.
So you threatened this guy by saying you're going to go to a newspaper, and did he back off the suspension?
Well, yeah. I mean, we told him that Youth for Truth, and we had completed our DARE course, and that we were tired of being forced to listen to drug music. And also, plus, I told him that Mrs. Purcell had come into class wearing clothing that showed her underwear, and it was probably child abuse, too, and that's when he sent me back to class.
So you not only said that Mrs. Purcell is making you listen to the Beatles and Joni Mitchell, which are drug-taking groups, but that she showed her underwear?
Yeah. And that was a child abuse issue.
And then he sent you back to class. Well, this woman, Mrs. Sarah Purcell, told investigators she brought the music in to illustrate examples of writing, lyric writing.
Well, yeah, but she's a liar because the music she was playing, like Jimi Hendrix's group, about he swallowed his own vomit and everything when he died. After he took heroin. And so she's a liar. And then I told him also that my father's a liar, too, because he says don't take drugs, but my father listens to the Rolling Stones.
All right. Well, she also said the underwear you saw was simply a bra strap that fell down a short sleeve blouse.
Well, I know what she said, but she's like a liar because our youth minister at our church agreed that Joni Mitchell and Lynyrd Skynyrd are drug bands and that Joni Mitchell's, you know, like a whore. And we just...
Jesus, I'm calling Joni Mitchell a whore? You know,
well, you like her because, I mean, that's your generation, okay? But we're the new generation. We don't use drugs, and we don't want to listen to your drug bans. And so we're asking adults to quit being liars, and, you know, the least they can do if they're going to molest us is to not make us listen to.
I mean, kid, what you're saying is really challenging here. If you're not going, if you're going to molest us,
well, if they're going to molest us sexually, at least don't make us listen to their drug music. You know, that's all we're trying to say. And plus, my mom's friends who are think they're hot and they're ugly are always dancing to this music.
All right, hold on, Justin. 1-800-449-8686. Well, you heard the young man. If the adults of today are going to molest us, the least they can do is not make us listen to their drug band music. And apparently, because a lot of kids today graduate from drug resistance programs, they think adults that make them listen to this drug music, i.e. Blue Oyster Cult, Beatles, Rolling Stones, are liars and are influencing kids to take drugs. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. He has repeatedly called his teachers liars, his father's a liar, and if they're going to molest us, don't make us listen to their baby boomer drug music. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Justin McElroy from Youth for Truth. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Justin McElroy is with us. Justin is with a youth group called Youth for Truth. You have a list of groups that you say influence you to take drugs or other kids that your parents listen to?
Let me
ask you before I get that. I got some people who want to talk to you on the phone, okay? What are you...
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Are there any teenagers that are calling in?
Yes, sir. We've got a couple.
Because I want to talk to like other kids about this, but I don't want to talk to too many adults because they really are like liars and they'll lie. You know, they'll say that it's their fault.
Well, they have an opportunity to defend themselves, don't they? I mean, parents love their kids. I love my kids, and I listen to this music.
Well, that's like not honest of you because, I mean, I came home last week, and my mom and her friends were sitting in the kitchen. They're listening to an artist that I looked up on the internet named Carly Simon. And I told my mother and her friends if they wanted to, do drugs and have sex with like a bunch of pigs like Carly Simon did, to take their filth to a bar. I mean, don't do it in the house. And my mom got pissed, but she doesn't have any philosophical leg to stand.
Did you tell your mother to take her filth to a bar?
Well, yeah, she's listening to some slut that.
Carly Simon's a slut? Carly Simon's a mother. And
no, before she got married to the man she married, they put in an insane asylum, and she started to have sex with, her roadies and stuff, which I read in a magazine.
The man that you say they put in an insane asylum was James Taylor. I don't think they put him in an insane asylum. All right, look.
Well, Mr. Renner, I mean, I've done a lot of research on this, and so you don't know really what you're talking about. I mean, I don't want to disrespect you, but... You're just a baby boomer, and you're really kind of liars.
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Riley, you're on with Justin. Go ahead. Riley?
Yes, hey.
Riley, how old are you, man?
I'm 14.
Justin, how old are you?
I just turned 16.
Go ahead.
All right, hey. I'm a musician, and I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's got great guitar.
Yeah, but... you love them because your parents told you it was good, but they're liars, man. They tell you don't do drugs.
Yeah, they tell you not to do drugs.
Yeah?
They tell you not to do drugs, but if I go out and listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'm not going to go out and smoke pot.
Well, yeah, you don't think you will, but the more you, listen to them and everything, they're like alcoholics. They crashed their plane because they were high on PCP or something.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm not looking for their... the background of their band. I just want to listen to their music. They got great music.
Well, they would have made more music that I guess was good. I don't know. It sounds like hillbilly music to me.
Yeah, well, if you know how to play the guitar, you know it was good.
What? Well, okay. So you learn how to, what if you learn how to play as good as them, and then you get on a plane, you get famous or something, you're doing heroin because you love them so much. And you crash your plane into a school.
That's just the way you were raised.
What if you crash your plane into a school or something?
Yeah, but that's the way you were raised.
Wait a minute, man. You're afraid that Riley here will learn to love Lynyrd Skynyrd so much that he'll play guitar good and do heroin and crash his private plane into a school?
Well, I mean,
man, he's a role model for me. Definitely.
Oh, dude, you're brainwashed by your parents, man.
I'm brainwashed.
Yeah, by your parents, man. I mean,
it's the way a person is raised.
I got a list of groups. The Rolling Stones, the Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, The Who, Crosby, Nash & Young.
Really, my parents don't even listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. I've been playing guitar for about 5 years.
Well, all of them are drug users, and also my friends in Truth For Youth bought in a CD of a band called Deep Purple to study it for evidence, and my friend Ashley ended up running away from home after he listened to it, so...
I mean, I cook there, too.
Is your mom a slut or anything? Because...
That's a heck of a thing to ask a guy. What do you mean, is your mom a slut?
Well,
no, my mom's. We actually live in Brooks, so you know we listen to a lot of country.
She's not a slut or anything.
No, right,
okay.
She's not a slut.
Hey, Riley, good man, and congratulations on your musical achievements. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Dude, you're in trouble, man. Don't be brainwashed. Don't be your parent. Don't be Lynyrd Skynyrd's dog.
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Amanda, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I have quite a few points I'd like to make, and one is...
Are you a teenager?
I am 21 years old.
Okay, I really wanted to talk to other kids because...
Well, you can listen to what I have to say, too.
Yeah, but, you're just going to lie. You're just going to lie.
Why don't you be open-minded and act like the Christian you're supposed to be and listen to what people have to say without judging them?
I didn't say I was a Christian. I said I don't do drugs, you know, okay?
Oh, there's nothing wrong
most
with that.
Most of Christian kids
drugs.
I know, dude. Most of Christian kids I do ecstasy. Why don't
you listen to what I have to say before you start yelling at me, okay?
Are you going to lie about it?
Let her talk, man.
I'm not going to lie. My point is that these bands do not tell us, go do drugs, okay? And you keep throwing Lynyrd Skynyrd out there.
Yeah.
If you look at all the existing band members right now, they are all stone cold sober. None of them do drugs anymore.
They don't drink. They do not tell us
to go around and do drugs. They just like to play the music that they feel inside of them.
Okay, but they
suck.
But Amanda, Lynyrd Skynyrd sucks.
You think that their music sucks.
What bands do you listen to now?
What's the point you're trying to make here, Justin, though?
I'm trying to tell her that Lynyrd Skynyrd was good when they drank and used heroin, and now that they don't use drugs, their music sucks.
They are stone cold sober now.
Yeah, and their music sucks.
And they still rock the house when they play. I've been to their concerts.
Whatever. And they rock the house. Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's go to some Viagra and party. What bands do you listen to now?
Well, what do you do, smoke weed?
The bands that are playing these days were influenced by the original classic rock bands.
Hey, Bob Seger makes my mother...
And those bands playing now do drugs, too.
You know,
what's your point, buddy?
I mean, my point is, I feel sorry for you. What, does your boyfriend have to smoke weed before he can have sex with you? I mean, my God, Bob Seger makes my mother want to have sex with my uncle. I mean, that's what you're into. You're 21 and you're into that music.
The music does not turn me on, honey. The music makes me happy.
Hey, whatever, you know.
It makes me feel good.
I'm sad for you.
Well, I'm sad for you that you're so close-minded that you can't enjoy...
Hey, Justin.
And you have to look down on everybody else on this planet because they listen to music.
Well, listen, I'm not down on music. Just don't tell me not to do drugs and then have me listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, who had sex with animals and want to fly their planes into schools.
Lynyrd Skynyrd had sex with animals? The plane. It wasn't their fault the plane crashed. They do not have sex with animals.
My friend was driving too.
And still rock the house.
Hey, Amanda, I hope you get some cream for that gonorrhea you're going to get from listening to Journey.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, because she's not listening to me.
You're not making a relevant point, buddy.
Amanda, thank you.
You're very welcome.
1-800-449-8686. This young man, Justin McElroy, Youth for Truth. Why do our parents make us listen to their drug-influenced bands if they say don't do drugs? Kid's got a good point, but I don't think you get gonorrhea from listening to Journey. Or maybe you do. Right, Mark? Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Justin McElroy with me. He's a 16-year-old student with a group called Youth for Truth. All these groups you mentioned, did all of their music under the influence of drugs?
Yes, sir. The Beatles, it's well known that the Beatles never, they were always on drugs. And we're demanding that adults stop playing their music around us. I mean, it's just as simple as that. We don't want them to play music that, once they tell us don't use drugs, and then they say, hey, yeah, listen to this Beatle music, which they were stoned all the time. They had gonorrhea. Also, a friend of mine's dad was listening to Blue Oyster Cult, and I told him to turn it off. And he did, because...
Now, tell me the story. Why did this man turn the music off, though?
Because Blue Oyster Cult is, like, all about gonorrhea and having, you know, drugs. And
but you also said to the man that if you don't turn the music off, you're a man alone with two minors. It could be sexual abuse?
Well, yeah. I mean, I said you're not supposed to be alone with two minors. And I'm not even your son. And the police would think it's sexual abuse.
So this man got up and turned his music off.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we're trying to tell kids. You know, do what you can. Don't listen to adults because they're lying. And, man, if it was legal to, like, beat up your dad, I would have probably beaten my father pretty bad by now because he's a liar. And he also listens to Pink Floyd.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is some pretty strong stuff you're saying here, that Led Zeppelin, The Who, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, not Crosby, Nash & Young, and it's Led Zeppelin, not the Led Zeppelin.
Well, I mean, factually, you know, I don't care what they're called. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they could be called the Dog Turd Band, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like Leonard Dog Turd, because I hate them. I hate them a lot, and I have...
Well, all right, here's the example of music you wanted me to play. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, I mean, this is all...
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is all written by alcoholics, and my mother hears this song, and every time my mom hears this song, she and her friends start dancing, and they think they're hot-looking, but my mom and a lot of her friends dress like sluts, and when my dad's not in town, you know, a lot of times they go to bars just to act like sluts.
So your mother, this has turned your mother into a slut and will make you use drugs.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is that's what they do. And also they flew their plane into a...
Well, I got a caller on the line who wants to dispute that. Hold on. Is it Carrie? Go ahead, Carrie. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Justin McElroy.
Hey, Justin. I've got a couple questions for you along with some comments. I mean, I think you're taking this a little bit too far. I don't know what your background is, but you're taking things
way
too far.
Are you a kid? Are you a kid or...
I'm 24 years old, so we're in the same.
So what's I got to? I mean,
we're in the same. Hey, Justin, we're in the same generation.
I know, but you get to listen
to the same stuff.
You get to listen to what you want to listen to. I got to listen to my dad's, like, Rolling Stones records.
Hey,
what am I supposed to do?
What do you do? You don't listen to it if you don't want to. You go to your room and listen whatever you want to. Hey, I thought you said you went to a church and you were in a youth group, and then you said you weren't a Christian.
Well, I go to church. Yeah, our minister talked to us about it, but I'm not really a Christian. No, I just. The minister.
You talk to minister. Okay.
Well, you're just using the minister to help you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, Justin,
do you have a mother that hears this song? My mom hears this and she wants to, like, pull her. She's got these tights that she wants to pull them off in a biker bar.
How do you know what she wants to do?
Because
she can't eat her. Doesn't mean she wants to get naked. She just wants to dance. Do you not like to dance, Justin? Sometimes you hear music you like.
Hey, man. Yeah. You know, I listen to. You know, I'll dance to Prodigy. You know, I'll dance to Offspring. Okay.
Hey, Justin, have you listened to the lyrics of those bands?
Hey, they're not taking...
The lyrics of the music...
Okay, yeah.
You don't need to worry about the music from the 70s. You need to worry about the music today.
Hey, check it out. They're not using drugs, okay?
Don't use drugs?
No, not. They're not using LSD or heroin. They use ecstasy, which is not the same.
You gotta be kidding.
You really... I mean, that's why I don't want to talk to you, because you're too old.
Because I'm too old?
Yeah, I mean, my mom and her friends...
No, Justin, I'm old enough to realize that I don't know everything, and you still obviously think you do. Hey, Justin, your parents aren't lying to you.
The next time,
trying to help you.
Oh, they're trying to help me? My mom and her friends sit around and drink wine and listen to this and that and everything. And the next thing you know, I've got a black baby brother, and what are you going to tell me then? That my baby brother's colored?
Wait a second. Your mother's going to have sex with a black guy listening to this music?
All I'm saying is it's hypocritical, and they're liars to say don't do drugs. And
hey,
then
Justin,
they have an alcoholic.
Have you ever lied, Justin? Are you perfect? Your parents aren't perfect either.
Yeah, because
they've made their mistakes.
Yeah, because
you don't have the right to judge them for the mistakes they've made.
Yeah, but guess what? If I lie, I get punished. If they lie, you know, all that happens is they get the clap or something, And my mom goes to the doctor that she knows, the guy that gives her, tetracycline for free.
That doesn't matter. It's not your right to judge your parents. If you read the Bible, if you talk to your minister, you'll pay to honor your mother and father.
Justin, you got up in your youth group and said that Lynyrd Skynyrd made your mother a lying whore. Now, you said that in front of a church group?
Yeah, and our minister got up and went, yeah, you know, he pumped his fist in the air because it's true. We're not going to allow to happen to our generation what my parents' generation happened to them, that they're all liars and whores because they listened to Jimi Hendrix. And he choked on vomit after he started,
instead of worrying about... Hey, Justin, instead of worrying about the music from the 70s, what your parents listened to, worry about the music you listen to.
Oh, yeah, okay,
Let's talk about Nelly. Nice let's talk about Janet Jackson.
Yeah, nice comment.
Let's talk about some of these bands. Nine Inch Nails.
Hey, dude, I don't listen to Janet Jackson, okay? I'm like a guy. Jesus.
Okay.
All right, okay. Look, Kerry, I got to take a break, but I appreciate your call. 1-800-449. What do you mean I'm a guy?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean I don't listen to Janet Jackson? I'm a guy.
Because... like the only people that listen to Janet Jackson are like chicks and fags. I mean,
and I don't like the word fag. You're going to grow up to become a homophobic even though you don't use drugs?
No, I'm not homophobic.
I don't use the word fag, okay?
Well, but those are the only ones that listen to Janet Jackson.
All right, anyway.
I mean, that guy's talking to, hey, man, what about Janet Jackson? Yeah, right, man. I'm going to go home and I'll slap on my latest Janet Jackson CD. God, do I look like I, you know... Is there a sign in front of my house that said, kill smoked here? God damn.
I would ask you to watch your language, son. 1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy, our parents are making us listen to their baby boomer bands. They're all a bunch of drug bands. Why would they ask us not to use drugs and listen to the Grateful Dead? Jonah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Did I just hear you use the Lord's name in vain twice?
Are you talking to me, the host, or are you talking to the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to our caller here.
Okay, spit it out, Jonah. What's your point? Spit it out, man.
Guys, gone over the deep end, you know?
Are you talking to him, or are you having a conversation, or are you making a speech?
I can take it from here, Mr. Henry. What's your name, Jonah?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's your problem?
Well, my problem is that, I'm a Christian, and I have to say I'm deeply offended by some of the moral standpoints that this guy's coming from. There's a measure of hypocrisy to,
What are you talking about? I mean, are you trying to tell me, why don't you and your friends, you know, do you listen to me? I mean, Mr. Henry and his friends, they sit around and listen to Laura Nero records and have sex with other men.
Who has sex with other men?
Guys like in Mr. Henry's generation.
Really?
What are you talking about, man?
You're smoking crack,
hey,
guy.
Hey, dude.
You're
what
smoking
are you
crack.
Hey, dude. What do
you mean to tell me ecstasy is not a drug? You mean to tell? I got an Offspring record in my cabinet right now. You're gonna tell me that Offspring doesn't smoke dope?
Hey,
that they don't do drugs?
You've never listened to
Offspring.
Hey, man, it doesn't matter.
You're freaking blind,
hey,
man.
Hey, dude. Wait a second.
And you tell me you go to church and you got a minister, but I just heard you use the Lord's name in vain twice.
I heard that too, Jonah.
Twice.
Okay, are you perfect or something, man? Call in
on the radio before. You're unbelievable.
Wait a minute, man.
You have none of your facts.
The Bible says you don't know
anything about these bands that you're talking about. You make some valid points, and there is a valid point in people telling you not to do drugs, and when they listen to music that supports drug use.
Okay,
there is a point
to
be made there, but you've gone way
over. Okay, let me make a point, man.
Talk for days.
I just want to make one point. You're only Christian because.
Hold on, Jonah. You got to let this guy talk. You got to let him talk.
Sorry. This guy Jonah is only Christian because his parents were listening to Pink Floyd on acid and decided to name you Jonah because it's out of the Bible. Because they're on acid, okay?
I didn't listen to Pink Floyd. In fact, I'm pretty young. I'm older than you, but we're both in the same generation. When I was your age, I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music at all. I wasn't allowed to listen to anything but Christian music. I wasn't even allowed to listen to the radio.
Hey, dude, Offspring doesn't make my mom want to squat over a Corona bottle, okay? But Jackson Brown does.
Offspring, if you listen to the lyrics of Offspring and some of the other bands that you just named, if you listen to their lyrics,
they are far beyond
any of the music or the vast majority of the music that came out of the baby boomer age.
Okay, I want to make a point here, both gentlemen. First of all, Your point, I believe, Justin, that you made to me off the air was that these bands in interviews admitted to using drugs. Bands like the Grateful Dead?
Yeah, I mean, they're so stupid. I mean, that's, our parents are liars, and the bands they listen to are the stupidest.
The old stupidest. Kurt Cobain had his head on straight, though, didn't he, guy?
Hey, tell you what, man. I don't listen to that, okay, old man? Hey, old man, I don't listen to Nirvana. I don't listen to Nirvana, dude. Oh, God, man. You know, coming to a modern age, not the Stone Age. I'm not talking about Kurt. Okay? I'm talking about bands that I like. AFI, they don't do drugs. Linkin Park, they don't do drugs, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
No drugs, no drug influence there.
Okay, if you want to have a bump on your penis for the rest of your life, that's your problem, man, but I don't.
Hey.
What does that mean?
Oh, this dude's probably got, like, five forms of drip going just because he's so down with Skynyrd and you know.
He has some deep-seated issues
there.
Dude,
you got lesions all over your
you know,
penal area.
You know, and I'm willing to bet that if your minister heard you, I hope he's listening to this.
That's no kidding.
I hope he is, because if he heard you, if he heard you judge people the way you are.
Oh, you're judging me.
Use the Lord's name in vain.
You're judging me. You're judging me.
And speak with the disrespect that you've spoken concerning your parents when the Bible is very clear on how a person needs to treat their
parents. My parents don't respect me also, okay? And my preacher gets more quiff than anybody, man.
What do you go to a satanic church?
No, dude, I go to a Christian church. My preacher's got 2 19-year-old girlfriends. Beat that.
Oh, okay. Well, that guy's a really great preacher, isn't he? 2 19-year-old girlfriends.
Hey, Jonah, I think the whale's waiting for you. Oh, yeah. How do you like me now, man? How do you like me now?
All right, guys.
You don't go to a church.
Jonah,
I appreciate you.
Like,
I appreciate you calling. You got a lot of passion. And you've represented your church very well.
Sure, you're a secular talk show host, so you don't have any place talking about Christianity.
But I'm saying to this man, I thought he represented himself very well.
Yeah, he says he's a Christian. Meanwhile, he's dabbing his thing with gauze bandages trying to keep the seepage out.
I apologize, sir.
Oh, that's all right. You know.
All right, I'll see you later.
Time will take this.
Hey, dude, the whale's calling, man.
School, because this guy's going to come and pull a Columbine wherever he's going to school.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. So. Listening to, like, Offspring. Get out of here, man. The Vietnam veterans, they listen to Grateful Dead. They butchered up babies and everything.
Oh, that's really cold, man. That's a cold shot.
Are you kidding me? Vietnam veterans smoked marijuana, and the next thing you knew, they went into a village and they destroyed all of the people and the animals and everything.
That's a messed up thing to say, man. That was an isolated incident. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, man. All I got to say is I listen to everything from the Offspring all the way down to the Grateful Dead and Rolling Stones, and the music doesn't make the person who they are or what they do.
Okay,
the person makes his own decisions, and if you're telling me that listening to certain kind of music makes you do certain things, then I'm calling you a liar.
Is that your point, Justin?
No, my point.
Well, both you guys are named Justin. I'm talking to Justin McElroy here.
No,
I'll call you Lance.
All right, I'll call you Lance.
Yeah, I bet you like that name, huh?
What is that supposed to mean, man? Can't you be friendly?
Well, I'm trying to say that my parents say don't use drugs. Then they turn around and they listen to the Led Zeppelin, and they had sex with, I mean, they had sex on airplanes with, they said they had sex on airplanes with dwarfs. Check that out.
Just because your parents have done stuff like that, it doesn't mean that you have to throw out a whole entire generation of music and say that every single person that listens to them is lying whores.
Hey,
it just means that.
Dude, how come
your
name is Lance?
Did it.
Hey, dude, how come your name's Lance?
Why? Yeah. My parents chose to do. I don't know. I didn't ask questions. I kind of couldn't talk at the time.
Lance?
I was kind of a baby.
Aren't you kind of embarrassed with a name like that?
No. Because.
Okay.
I mean,
why should he be embarrassed?
Like having to make fun of my names makes you a better person than
me. All I'm saying is, like the Rolling Stones, they did drugs, they did all kinds, they snorted everything under the kitchen
cabinet. And if you're telling me that any different kind of drug,
and the Beatles never made a song they weren't stoned when they made,
Prodigy does, then
you're
an idiot.
Flat out that Prodigy doesn't do drugs.
No, they don't, not to my knowledge, no. And the Rolling Stones never wrote a song without being drunk, because Keith Richards, look at him. Oh yeah, that guy's great. I'm that dude. I feel like just getting a whisk broom and just,
you know,
sweeping him into his coffin,
Justin,
man.
Justin,
Jesus.
Have you ever done drugs?
What?
Have you ever done drugs? You ever smoked pot?
Because my parents are listening to Peter Frampton.
Oh, so because of what your parents do, that makes you a person.
Well, what do you think?
Kind of
your parents must have been listening to Peter Frampton when your dad
had. My dad did things that I don't want to even talk about.
Yeah, like had you.
That doesn't mean he listens to some kind of music that I would grow up and do the exact same thing.
I think I'm going to give each gentleman the last word here.
Okay, well, the thing I want...
I didn't say you. I'm going to let Justin say, and then you.
All right.
Go ahead, Justin. Just 30 seconds to wrap
all
up.
All I got
to
say is
well,
that
I think your parents must have been listening to Peter Frampton.
Shut up and let him talk.
If you're telling me that just because your parents live a lifestyle and listen to a certain group of music, and that makes you have to end up however you do, then I say that all you are is a follower, and you're never going to be a leader, and you're never going to end up being anything in life because all you do is sit there and blame other things on music or anything outside of your control, and you'll never be a man and stand up for who you are.
Okay, but my parents are like lying to me when they say you may never not do drugs, and then they go and they put on the Rolling Stones, and that's a band that all they ever did drugs.
It's a cop out.
And then I say to my
parents,
I go, yeah, but listen. Then I say to my parents that, you know what, man? Because the Rolling Stones are doing it.
Hold on, what are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
You're getting flushed, buddy.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm tapping a kidney. Don't you ever do that, man? Don't you pee in public or something? God, man. Hey, man, I got your favorite song warmed up. Yeah. You dig that?
Uh-oh, I just smoked pop because I listened to that song.
Oh, no, here, man. Here's your favorite tune. Probably like this puerile swill. Or how about this one, man? This is my mom has sex with black men when she hears this. If you wanna get down cocaine, hello, hello, hello. God, what a...
Why do you... I just don't understand why you believe...
All right, okay, gentlemen, this is
that person.
We're gonna have to preserve this for another day. Justin McElroy's been my guest.
Can I play one song for him?
Check this out, man. If you want to get down and have your mother on her all fours, do cocaine.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Jesus.
Hey,
the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, extremism. One 800-449-8686.